Title: CMS Announces New Initiative for Value-Based Transformation of Primary Care. Content: On April 22, 2019, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced the CMS Primary Cares Initiative, the initiative, which consists of new payment models that seek to transform primary care in order to deliver better value for patients. The initiative aims to improve quality and patient experience of care while reducing administrative burdens and lowering overall healthcare costs. The initiative consists of five payment model options in two broad paths: 1. Primary care first and 2. Direct contracting. The two payment models under primary care first are primary care first general, primary care first high need populations. The three payment models under direct contracting are direct contracting professional population-based payment, direct contracting global population-based payment, direct contracting geographic population-based payment. Primary care first. The primary care first PCF payment models are voluntary 5-year payment options that focus on improving patient care and outcomes to support the delivery of advanced primary care. PCF incentivizes primary care practices to assume financial risk and reduce cost of care and hospital utilization in return for a reduced administrative burden and performance-based payments. PCF also aims to be transparent and promote accountability by providing payment to participating primary care practices through a simple payment structure and providing participants with practitioner-identifiable information of their own and other participants' performance. The PCF compensation structure contemplates a population-based payment, a flat primary care visit fee, and a performance adjustment assessed and paid quarterly that provides an upside of up to 50% of revenue and a small downside of 10% of revenue. To be eligible for PCF, the primary care practice must be located in one of the selected PCF regions. 1. Include primary care practitioners, MD, DO, CNS, NP, and PA, certified in internal medicine, general medicine, geriatric medicine, family medicine, and hospice and palliative medicine. Provide primary care to at least 125 attributed Medicare beneficiaries at a particular location. Have primary care services account for at least 70% of the practice's collective billing based on revenue. If the practice has multiple specialties, 70% of the practice's eligible primary care practitioners' combined revenue must come from primary care services. Have experience with value-based payment arrangements or payments based on cost, quality, and/or utilization performance. Use 2015 edition Certified Electronic Health Record Technology, CEHRT, a test on the application to advanced primary care delivery capabilities. Be able to meet the requirements of the primary care first participation agreement. The second PCF model, the primary care first high need populations model, offers higher payments to primary care practices that specialize in care for high-need patients, including people with complex, chronic needs and seriously ill beneficiaries, who currently lack a primary care practitioner and/or care coordination. This includes practices whose clinicians are enrolled in Medicare and provide hospice or palliative care services. CMS anticipates releasing a request for application in spring 2019 for the first group of PCF participants. Participation in the program for these applicants will begin in January 2020. Practices currently participating in CPC Plus Track 1 or May 2 choose to end their participation early in order to participate in PCF starting in January 2021. Direct contracting. The direct contracting, DC, models aim to transform fee-for-service, FFS, in Medicare by offering capitated and partially capitated payments to model participants. The DC models also seek to broaden organization participation by appealing not only to current Medicare Shared Savings Program and Next Generation ACO participants, but also to organizations that are new to Medicare FFS and the CMS Innovation Center, such as physician-managed organizations currently operating only in the Medicare Advantage program, Medicaid-managed care organizations that want to be responsible for Medicare FFS spending for duly eligible members, and innovative organizations that desire to assume responsibility for Medicare FFS beneficiaries.